You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired April 3rd, 2025. Another round of public consultations has wrapped up regarding the Prime Minister's Path project in Baden. A list of recommendations on possible next steps for the controversial statue project will be delivered to Wilmot Council at a special meeting on May 12th. The most recent round of consultations were accompanied with the creation of a 12-member working group made up of residents who have released draft recommendations for the project. The draft recommendations are focused on governance and project oversight, funding, inclusion, education, location, and the project's place in an era of truth and reconciliation. Included among the draft recommendations are that the project should not be taxpayer-funded, should not include a statue near the fountain at the park's entrance, should consider the harm done by celebrating Canada's colonial history, be critically educational, and that the statues should only be accessible with intention instead of incidentally or passively. Additionally recommended is the creation of a diverse task force to consider how to implement a project which considers all the recommendations made. Finally, while considering all the recommendations, Wilmot Council may or may not approve the continuation of the project. Originally, the project would have seen statues of all of Canada's prime ministers erected along a trail in the park surrounding Castle Kilbride in Baden. A statue of Canada's first prime minister, Sir John A. Macdonald, was placed near a fountain at the park's entrance in 2016, and four other statues were installed along the path. However, protests about the Macdonald statue and the overall project erupted in 2020, following the release of reports which claimed the remains of hundreds of Indigenous children were buried in unmarked graves around former Indian residential school sites. This led to months of Indigenous-led protests at the statue site and, as previously reported by CKMS News, an uptick in anti-Indigenous messaging in Baden and intimidation tactics from white nationalists. Prior to installing the statues in Baden, the project was rejected by Kitchener City Council in 2013 and by Wilfrid Laurier University in 2016 over the divisive nature of the project, as there were concerns about creating a project on the Haldimand Tract which venerated leaders who were responsible for Indian residential schools and other colonial violence. Eventually, the project proponents, CreateScape Waterloo Region, took their idea to Wilmot Council, where it received unanimous approval in April of 2016. In 2021, a newer Wilmot Council decided to put the project on hold and engage with residents, which led to shuttering the project. Then, in 2022, members of a newly elected council again championed the project, which led to this most recent round of community consultations and recommendations. This show features an interview with Denise Suwaiden O'Leary, the co-lead facilitator of the public engagement, and a project manager at the consulting firm Lura. More information about the Prime Minister's Path project, including all of the draft recommendations, can be found at engagewr.ca/prime-ministers-path. Here is the interview with Denise Suwaiden O'Leary.
What is Wilmot hoping to get out of these public consultations around the Prime Minister's Path?
This project, the Prime Minister's Path, it has a long history, multiple iterations before coming to Wilmot and then coming to Wilmot. I think the community, after the statues went up and then, you know, there was sort of protests and then the statues came back down, there was the consultation with the First Peoples group. I think the community was feeling like they weren't necessarily consulted in a fulsome way, and that the process of adding the path and then taking the path away, the right voices weren't included, or really not very many voices at all were included. And that I think that there's been challenge and tension in the community because of that. And I think that the reason to open the conversation back up was to really consult with the community in a fulsome way and really hear deeply from folks who wanted to share with us so that some final decisions and a path forward could really be figured out.
What has been the reaction or the mood at these public consultations that have happened?
I think in the beginning there was some question about why, and a little bit, hostility is probably a strong word, but but definitely some cynicism, like, you know, how is this going to be any different? And will you actually listen? And the co-lead, Benny Skinner, and I were very intentional about wanting to create space for community conversation, and very intentional about wanting to create safe space for community conversation. And I think that as the process has gone on, there's more trust in the process. Folks feel like they're being heard. Folks feel like the process has been transparent enough that they understand what's going on and they understand how to engage with it. The process has been very well attended. Our community tea circles, which are sort of opportunities for conversation about different topics and to share thoughts and feelings and to really wrestle with some of the bigger themes of this project, reconciliation and Canada's history and all those kinds of things, have been very well attended. You know, between 25 and 45 people are sort of the attendance numbers that we're seeing at those. And same too with the community gatherings. So the community gatherings are more sort of info session and feedback sessions. And at those, we're seeing between 60 and 85 people coming out to those. And so lots of really good engagement. And then the community survey went out and we had really good response rates to that. At the last community gathering, a lot of the feedback that we heard was that folks were really happy that they were able to engage in the process, that there was sort of a platform for their voice to be heard and an opportunity for them to engage in the process, which is great. And I'm really glad that the community is feeling that way. And we've gotten a lot of really great feedback. We've heard from a lot of different voices, and those voices have definitely helped to inform the process and where we're at right now at the sort of recommendation phase.
There's a final meeting on April 3rd. What is expected at that meeting?
So we've actually postponed that meeting until May 28th. And what that allows for us to do is that the working group right now is sort of finalizing the recommendations that were presented to the community a couple of weeks ago in March. And so they'll finalize those recommendations. We will prepare a report about the process, we being Laura, the consulting firm. And those will both be presented to council on a special council meeting May the 12th. And then May the 28th is an opportunity to go back to the community based on sort of council's direction. So council might say like, yep, everything's perfect. We can sort of do exactly what's here and present some like next steps to the community. Or council might say, yeah, this is, 80% great. We still want the community to weigh in on these specific items, or, we need more information from the community about these specific things before we make a final decision. And that meeting on the 28th will be an opportunity for us to consult with the community on those things as well.
Has council pushed this one way or the other, this process?
We've consulted with council. We checked in. We met with all the councillors beforehand. We really sort of figured out what they wanted to get out of this. And overwhelmingly, what the council wanted to get out of it was to hear the voice of the community. And so, they've had questions along the way, or if they've gotten feedback from their constituents, they haven't been shy to say like, hey, what's going on here? Or, hey, I heard this feedback. Can you give us more information? And that relationship has been really positive. But they really have been respectful of allowing the process to happen and really just support in the process.
Will residents have a chance to get an idea of what recommendations are going forward ahead of the council meeting?
At the last community gathering, residents sort of saw the draft recommendations and had an opportunity to give a lot of feedback, and did give a lot of feedback. And there was also an opportunity for folks who couldn't come in person to do so online. And we did get quite a number of responses online. The recommendations won't change drastically from what the community saw that evening. The community, for the most part, was fairly supportive of the recommendations that were there. And I think one of the things to note for somebody who just hasn't been part of this process and doesn't really know, how we got here. I think at the initial stages of this, people thought that the decision was going to be a pretty binary, like, do we put the statues back or not? And what we've realized in this process through conversation is that it's absolutely way more nuanced than that. And that there is a way to get to a middle ground, but there are some questions that need to be answered and some things that need to be worked out before we can get there. And so the recommendations, I think overarchingly, the recommendations are, here's the pieces that need some more attention, things like funding and location and the education plan and how do we involve truth and reconciliation in a meaningful way. And so those key themes are what is coming back to council. Like, here are the areas that you really need to focus on in order to create a sort of operationalized implementation plan for what comes next. and some suggestions about how to do that. And then there's also some suggestions from the community and from the working group about some creative ideas about what the next iteration of the PATH and the PATH project might look like. Like I said, the community has had an opportunity to give feedback on that, and that feedback will be reflected in the sort of final recommendations to council. And then there's also the opportunity to depute at council on the 12th. And then we'll see what happens on the 28th, just based on how council feels about the recommendations that are coming to them and whether they need more consultation from the community or whether they feel satisfied by what we've heard so far.
That was an interview with Denise Suwaiden O'Leary, the co-lead facilitator of the most recent public engagement process focusing on the Prime Minister's PATH project in Baden. Visit engagewr.ca/prime-ministers-path for more information. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in.
This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.